Hi, this is Helen Willard, a registered clinical hypnotherapist, medical herbalist, and life coach at Enlighten Me. You can find me at www.enlightenme.co.nz or email helen@enlightenme.co.nz. This recording is designed to help you feel calmer and more in control during this period of uncertainty with the coronavirus pandemic that's sweeping the world. First of all, find a place where you can sit or lie down, where you will be undisturbed for 20 minutes, and where you can close your eyes and relax completely. Listen to the sound of my voice now as you relax into your chair, couch, or your bed, and allow all other sounds to drift away into the background. Notice the points of contact between your body and the surface beneath you. Notice how the chair or the couch or your bed supports you fully and completely. And allow yourself to relax deeply into it, sinking down deeper and deeper. Notice your head on the pillow or cushion, your shoulders and back relaxing down, your hips and the back of your legs sinking into the chair or the bed, and your feet on the floor or the surface beneath you. Relax your face, allow your chest to soften and open, your belly to soften, and as you relax, allow your breath to lengthen and deepen, breathing deeply in and out, relaxing more and more with each and every breath. As you relax deeper and deeper, sinking into the chair, couch, or your bed, allow every breath to carry you deeper and deeper into a beautifully relaxed state, breathing and relaxing deeper and deeper and deeper. As you relax and breathe, notice how you can completely trust the surface beneath you to support you fully. And as you feel supported, you can relax even more, sinking deeper and deeper into it. Imagine that you're now holding a glowing ball in both hands. It's your favorite color and the size of a basketball. We're going to fill this ball with a whole bunch of wonderful qualities and resources that will empower you to deal with the current situation in a much more resourceful and empowered way. The first quality is one of acceptance, the ability to accept the situation as it is. The next resource is having faith in your ability to deal with any situation that you find yourself in. Next is the ability to be resourceful, adaptable, and resilient. Next is trust in your ability to find solutions to any problems, knowing there is always a way forward. Next is the ability to trust in your own infinite creativity. Next is the ability to stay cool, calm, and collected by breathing slowly and deeply. Next is your ability to stay fully present in this moment, not thinking about the past or worrying about the future, just staying right here, right now. Next is the ability to stay positive, to be a beacon of light, of peace, and of comfort to other people around you. Next is having faith in your immune system, trusting that it will be strong to protect you and keep you well. Next is believing in or having faith that you will come through this time as a stronger, more resilient, and more resourceful person. Next is knowing that you can do something to help the situation. Next is having the ability to stay focused with your undivided attention on the task at hand. Next is to trust in yourself and in the universe that everything will work out all right in the end. Next is being able to look beyond your own wants and needs and look out for other people by being kind, being considerate, and being helpful. And if there are any other qualities or resources you'd like to add, you can add these now. And now take this glowing ball filled with all of these wonderful qualities and resources and place it into your chest. Allow all of these qualities and resources to fill every part of your body and being. And now that you're filled with these wonderful qualities and resources, picture or imagine how your life will look moving forward. As you deal with the current situation in a resourceful and empowered way, what are you doing, saying, and how are you being? Realize what you actually have control over. While you cannot control other people, the economy, and random world events such as this, you can control how you deal with these things. You can control your attitude. You can choose to be angry and fearful, or you can choose to be accepting and helpful. You can choose to focus on what you can do and what you can control. We're all in this together. Everyone is afraid in some way, and everyone has something to lose. If we all help each other out, we all have much more to gain. Even if all you have to give today is a smile or a kind word, you're adding value to the world. If you choose your attitude today like you choose the clothes you wear, how do you want to show up? Imagine walking down a corridor, and at the end of the corridor is a red door with the words control room written across it. This is your very own control room, and in it you can choose to monitor and manage every aspect of your body, mind and emotions. Imagine walking up to a panel that's labeled attitude, and there are a number of buttons and dials that you can adjust any way you like. The first button on the panel that you see is the panic button. Notice where it's set to, and if you like, you can choose to switch it off or dial it down. There's also dials here for fear, anxiety, stress, and worry. Notice where these are set to, and dial them down if you would like to. And now moving along, you can see a dial for calmness. Notice where this is set to, and if you like, you can dial it up. Next is a dial for patience. For each dial, notice where it's set, and make any adjustments you like. Positivity. Resourcefulness, resilience, confidence, courage, strength, helpfulness, patience, positivity, hope, faith, trust, peace, love, and kindness. Now I'm going to give you a few more moments to change anything else that you would like to change. And when everything is set where you would like it to be, you can make your way back out of the control room and close the door behind you. And as you walk back down the corridor, allow that scene to fade, knowing you can go back to this control room anytime you want to. Just take a moment now to notice how you're feeling, and staying connected to this feeling, step into the future a day from today and notice how you're showing up. What things are you saying? What are you doing or not doing? And how are you being? Tell yourself every day, I am here for a purpose. There is always a way through this situation. and there is something I can do to keep myself safe, keep others safe, and make the world a better place. Despite the uncertainty in the world around me right now, I can do something to add value to someone else's life. I can do something to make it a better, kinder, or more beautiful place. Every day you do what you can to support your health and immune system, to keep your mind and body strong and resilient. You keep yourself safe by maintaining good hygiene, showering daily, washing your hands regularly, and keeping your home and workplace clean. Cleaning surfaces that are often touched, your phone, pens, computer keyboard, and door handles. You maintain healthy social distancing and only maintaining physical contact with your loved ones. You keep well clear of people who are unwell, and you keep yourself away from others if you are unwell. You keep in touch with friends and loved ones by phone or online. Keeping up your social connection is vitally important for your mental and emotional health and well-being. You may like to increase your intake of nutrient-dense food to support your physical health and immunity. Depending on how you choose to eat, you may like to eat more vegetables, particularly dark-colored and leafy greens. Onions, garlic, and ginger are good for your immune system and respiratory systems if you can have them. Eggs, particularly the yolks, and foods high in zinc such as pumpkin seeds, cashew nuts, seafood, fish, and red meat are all good sources that you can choose from. You may like to keep your vitamin C levels up to support your adrenal glands from the effects of stress and keep your immune system strong. You may like to eat more fresh seasonal fruit, vegetables, and salads every day, and avoid high doses of supplemental vitamin C because this may not be beneficial. Copper is also beneficial for the fight against coronavirus. You may be pleased to know that copper is found in cocoa, so eating a bit of dark chocolate every day may be helpful right now. The best herbs and spices to add to your diet to support your immune and respiratory systems are the ones that are aromatic or add heat. You may like to add some additional herbs to your diet to support your health. Chili, ginger, garlic, and horseradish are particularly beneficial to break down congestion. And herbs such as rosemary, thyme, and sage have antimicrobial effects on your immune system. Parsley is also a good source of vitamin C. You can add these herbs to your meals or make them into a tea to get them into your body. Picture yourself in the kitchen, preparing healthy, wholesome meals with richly colored vegetables, nutrient-rich protein sources, and immune-supporting and tasty herbs and spices. See your family and loved ones looking healthy and well as they eat healthy, wholesome, and delicious meals made with love. During this time of uncertainty, remember to keep your energy up and your spirits high. Daily exercise or activity can help to boost your well-being and energy, and it doesn't have to be hard. You can go for a walk, dance, do yoga, dig the garden, ride a bike, go surfing, run, or jump on a rebounder. Do something you enjoy and be active in some way every day to keep your energy up and to keep your spirits high, to stay healthy and well. To stay as healthy as possible, ensure that you get enough sleep. Even though you may have a lot on your mind, listen to this recording every night to help you drift off into a deeply relaxing and restorative sleep. Sleep is restorative to your body and mind and is absolutely essential for a healthy immune system. As often as possible, go outside or for a walk in a park or garden and breathe in the fresh, clean air. Commune with nature, the plants and animals, and enjoy the sunshine. Notice the calming, healing, and rejuvenating effect that being in nature has on your body, mind, and soul. Now that you're feeling relaxed, calm and hopeful, you remind yourself that this situation will pass. It's only temporary. And if we all work together for the greater good for all, keeping yourself and each other safe and well, we will all get through this safely, quickly, and with the best possible outcome. And now in a moment, I'm going to count you back from 1 to 5. And as I do so, you'll slowly, easily, and effortlessly come back to a state of full awareness, so that by the time I complete my count from 1 to 5, you'll be wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling relaxed, feeling empowered. On a count of 1, feeling peaceful, feeling calm. On a count of 2, becoming aware of the room and the sounds around you. 3, grateful for the positive and empowering suggestions. 4, feel your whole body begin to awaken as you take a deep breath in. And 5, as you breathe out, you may open your eyes, feeling wonderful, feeling rejuvenated, and feeling grateful for having had this hypnotherapy experience. If you're listening to this recording at bedtime, you'll now drift off into the most healing, wonderful, rejuvenating sleep and dream the most healing dreams. And if you're listening to this in the morning, you can open your eyes now and get on with your day in a positive and empowered way.